Blog Talk Radio.
Right above it, I'm bigger than my problems, but you worry about your budget. Niggas talking money, we already made it. See me on the top, still I see you niggas hate it. Swear to God, y'all some fakes, working hard to make it. I do what I love, and that's bringing home the bacon. You don't bring shit to the table, that's why I don't fuck with you. People in my circle steady generating revenue. I gotta get paid, that's why I'm better than you. Punching, punching, punching clocks, that's what you better do. I got a passion that won't let me be as broke as you. Reaching for me and after that I'm trying to go for two. Money in my pocket, that's the way I love it. Walking around broke, make you wanna change the subject. We are on getting money, y'all look at me funny. Cause I'm living in the land of milk and honey, getting money. I double it up, I can't believe it, this all profit. Signing deals with Nike, only asking my deposit. Y'all making withdrawals while I'm trying to get it out. Making calls, setting something up, kick back with my feet up, look at y'all. Nikki, you been stressing, you know that'll kill you. You ain't got no money, that's why they don't feel you. I've been set my sights on 100 mil. I'm on my D'Angelo, I'm asking how I feel. To see that we come from the same place, we from the same condition. And what you use for an excuse, I use for ammunition. We went from bubbling the pot while you was washing dishes. Now I'm living like the king from the Jesus scripture. I had to do a little round to make it all right. And now my right hand right's helping me take flight. Step by step instruction manual, you need to get it. The land of milk and honey taking you from rags to riches. Money in my pocket, that's the way I love it. Walking around broke, make you wanna change the subject. We are on getting money, y'all look at me funny. Cause I'm living in the land of milk and honey, getting money. Money in my pocket, that's the way I love it. Walking around broke, make you wanna change the subject. We are on getting money, y'all look at me funny. Cause I'm living in the land of milk and honey, getting money.
All right, we definitely getting into more with Kango Kid, but make sure you show love and support by going to all of the major sound and SoundCloud, YouTube, all of that. Make sure that you show love and support and subscribe.
Hashtag move, give a fuck how you feelin'. Stacking money up, hide it in the building. Turn it into profit, stash it in the ceiling. I've been making moves, y'all niggas chillin'. Y'all be in your feelings, I be making killings. I be thinking money, and you know that's what I'm getting. Y'all niggas trippin', it's so much out here to be made. Y'all niggas just sit in the shade. I'm looking for ways to get paid. Hashtag move. Y'all niggas choose. Do what you do. Don't get it confused. Y'all niggas lose cause y'all wanna lose. We be doing what we gotta do. I turn the profit and I'm a profit. And I'm predicting money in my pocket. Y'all make it rain. I'm at the bottom of y'all storm drain. Make a deposit. Nigga, I'm owning the club. That bitch you was owning the club and working for me. Doing her hundreds. Whenever she finish, she get a percentage. The rest go to me. No low key. It's all high key. Cause all I see is all I need. That bitch turned to the air you breathe, but she the wind beneath my wings. Yup, hashtag move, give a fuck how you feelin'. Stacking money up, hide it in the building. Turn it into profit, stash it in the ceiling. I've been making moves, y'all niggas chillin'. Hashtag move, give a fuck how you feelin'. Stacking money up, hide it in the building. Turn it into profit, stash it in the ceiling. I've been making moves. Y'all niggas chillin'.
chasing all possible riches. Wealth in addition to the addiction, my consciousness tell me to get it. No time for bullshitting, I've been striving to stay sane in the midst of murderous mixtures of birds and elixirs. Disturbing pictures in my mind, play back nines of my people's genocide. So I'm motivated to motivate for what patience for what's rated for my tribe. I'd rather be hated for who I am than love for who I'm not. Stand for liberation, plan to take us to the top. No second job from the southern side. Son of standing for the time. What if I hold the keys to unlock the divine mastermind? Now to mastermind. In search of clarity, I master the test of time. What if I hold the keys to unlock the divine mastermind? Not the mastermind.
I lost control of the area. I need a moment of clarity. On the search for eternity and memory of all those that was ever me.
Black for the people, green for the land. It's a war going on, the devil got blood on his hands. My ancestors were captured from the mainland. You started the war, but you ever forgot we grow from that past. Austin and Lawson, he kidnapping the stars and tried to offer me. I see that your table, but you're not able to appease me. With Austin and offering, see I know it's fake, it's your smile. You must have thought I forgot how. You pillaged my villages, infected my sisters then. Centuries later, conducted fucked up Tuskegee experiments. You say you're different, but I don't see what the difference is. Cause Timothy is fake up from the same flag that Dylan is. Really it's no need to explain. And this is tension between God and the devil until we ascend to the plane. That only features perfected creation. Let it to be who their descendants called upon as they pour out libations. Essence of my lessons. Lord knows I got way too many questions. The world get hella cold when you know you could be everything that's destined. It ain't about what you have, but how it's manifested.
I lost control of the area. I need a moment of clarity. On the search for eternity and memory of all those that was ever me.
Don't tell nobody. What am I talking about? Tell everybody about AUN_radio, the best podcast here at anchor.fm and Spotify. Alright, and also make sure that you join the Real Art Unity Network group on Facebook. Peace and blessings.
Alright, we're about to start our segment. I want to definitely show that love and support for those who are listening in to all the different social media platforms here, even on Blog Talk Radio. You always can call in 845-277-9299 if you just want to show love and support. Later on this evening, we will be having Center Jet in the building. I'm very excited about that. I know you guys are too, especially if you're in KC and you like to get out and socialize. It's the best way for us to network. You never know. That's going to get into Jasmine Sullivan with Silver Lining. I'm going to get people comfortable in the room, and we can move from there.
I may not have a reason to think so. I know. But today, I think I'm going to win the lottery. Or maybe when I finally get home.
Oh, listen, Adonis started off. We in the lounge right now. RUNT Network Radio. I wanted to welcome you guys to my friend Lucretia. Want to go ahead and chime in if you are on the other line. Kind of tell them a little bit about yourself. I know we met at the Global Week of Entrepreneurs out there on Westport. And it was a wonderful event in general, seeing all different kind of entrepreneurs out doing anything. And we ended up clicking like that. So
yes, we did.
I definitely want to welcome you.
Thank you. Thank you. And, again, my name is Lucretia, and we met at GEW, Global Entrepreneur Week, and I am a plant-based chef, so I cook, I do events and catering, so that's where I'm starting at.
And I've seen the food, too. I mean, when you're able to make the plants taste really good, have great texture. I actually want some myself. The CLT is calling me, you know what I mean?
Thank you, thank you. Yes, you have to give it a try. The carrot, bacon, the tomatoes, and the toast, and everything else, all the other goodies. I make everything homemade. I'm going to make my own sauces and dressings and even cheeses and sour cream and everything. So you'll be hearing a
and
lot
that's
about
like the heart.
Soon.
I need more of that in my life. I'm not even going to lie. That's the hardest thing to make. Your own cheese and all that stuff and seeing what works with each other, you know? Like,
yeah.
How did you know you wanted
totally
to get
different
in the field of...
I've always cooked, and always been into catering, whether I was working for somebody for many years. I went to culinary school, was just started cooking at home. That's when I first found out, you know, that I really loved it, and then just started taking it further and realized, you know, that it's really something that I can do, that I love to do, and it's all about love. So, cooking the food
right
with love.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I know. And that's how you're supposed to cook, I mean, forever. You know how to cook with the meat and everything like that, but when you actually understand what's in food, no one's into certain things anymore, you know?
Yeah, the science of it, because there is science to it, and then it's a lot of good things that our body needs, that our body responds to, that is really good for our body. So I really focus on that with the plant food.
Right. And I appreciate that. And we do support the vegan community and those who are vegetarians. There's a big difference in between the two, I believe. Because there's certain foods, certain processed foods I'm just not down with. So I know we've been working on certain things together in regards to, you know, even looking at the difference between food-based and food products that are, that you know, that are more vegan of the sort or more of the vegetable category versus something that's processed.
Yes. Yes, basically anything that's in a box, or if it's in a form that it didn't grow into, then it's processed. So that, I mean, basically everything in a box is processed.
Yeah.
So when you go to the grocery stores, you just look at all the boxes around. And then another thing, read the ingredients, too. You'll learn a lot.
That's true. I do that a lot. So you end up losing weight just by navigating past all the other toxins they be putting in the food nowadays. It's crazy.
Yes.
I remember looking at some cereal, like even like Cheerios, we think is really healthy, but it's not. I'm like, why do they got paint thinner in our cereal?
Yeah.
And other products and stuff like that, you know what I mean? And it kind of makes you be more conscious over what is in your food.
Yes,
so I'm
because I went through that with even just like some taco shells. They had like lime, but not like lime, real lime. It was the lime, like the chemical lime. And I'm like, what? So, yeah, it's very important to read those labels.
That's cool. Well, thank you again for being on the show. You have a wonderful guest that will be on the platform. I know there's a caller that wants to chime in regards to this segment right now, but at 8, everyone that's tuning in, we will have Spencer Jett in the building. I'm going to give him a call so that we can have him fresh online. Let me go ahead and get caller 2539 here on the field. One moment. How you doing?
Good. How'd I do?
You did wonderful. Big Ten, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hey, everybody's on the line right now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was just going to say that what you're talking about with the cooking, I started cooking when I moved into my apartment out of my mom's house, right? But anyway, I found cooking to be therapeutic. It's real therapeutic to sit there and fix a meal, and it's like a wonderful feeling just to cook for people. So when people come over, you're able to, you know, just show off your cooking skills and stuff like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Put chicken, whatever you like to cook or whatever. But it's a good feeling. Cooking is a good feeling.
It is.
Very therapeutic.
It is. Yes. That's very important to me.
Uh-huh.
Like, how if people like it, like to get feedback and everything when I cook. And yeah, I really like it when people enjoy my food.
And what was the name of your company again?
Lou Creates Tasty Plates.
That's
the name of my...
Sounds good.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Okay, I like that. We're definitely going to support more. I'm looking forward to our upcoming ventures. Get your advertisements out there, of course, alongside of tasting the food. I'm enjoying that part. I feel like the taste test, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
But,
I'm always cooking. Yeah. I'm cooking on the weekends. I'm always cooking something.
Well, we're going to go ahead and get ourselves ready. In the back room, of course, we're going to get into MDG with Power. If anybody got any song requests, you already know what to do. 845-277-9299. Y'all just chill. If y'all have any questions along the way, go ahead and chime in. Press the 1 on the call queue. All right, let's go.
I got the power, these nigga bitch, these nigga coward. Pop me a perk, knew that it worked. I've been fucking this hoe for hours. Man, I told y'all nigga that this my year, little nigga, the game is mine. None of these rap niggas fucking with me, cause I'm really the best and I'm one of a kind. If you don't know me, my name is GOAT. Bitch, when I hop on the beat, I float. And when she get on her knees, she tote. I ain't gon' cap, she the best with the throat. Dean told me to have some respect for the ladies and show a little love to the hoe. But I can't, these bitches got no more for money, these bitches gon' go. I like to step on these little nigga toe. I like to step on Neela niggas neck, grinding all day, gotta get to the money, and I ain't the bitch, so I want my respect. These niggas stunting, they be tryna flex, like my nigga don't step for me, and my niggas they step for free, they don't play about the goat, they don't give me a fee. Some of my niggas they changed on me, that's why I keep that thing on me. They still wanna come hang with me, but I ain't gon' cap, they lame to me. All these bitches the same to me. When they done, they gon' get up and leave. That's why I never ever put my trust in these bitches, and I wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm finna blow, I really feel it. I'm about to turn a little buck to a million. I'm about to go buy a house for my mama. I'm about to make some account for my children. I ain't gon' cap, this just the beginning. I'm finna show how I look when you winning. I'm finna show how I look when you up. I got the power to Midas touch. I said I have all this power, smoking no gas sour, they need to give me my flowers. I said I have all this power, smoking no gas sour, they need to give me my flowers, they need to give me my flowers. I said let's go.
Don't tell nobody. What am I talking about? Tell everybody about AUN_radio, the best podcast here on anchor.fm and Spotify. Alright, and also make sure that you join the Real Art Unity Network group on Facebook. Peace and blessings.
Don't stop.
Already got our guest here, Spencer Jett, in the building. All right, how you doing?
Hi, how you doing? This is Jett Productions.
Hey, I'm good. Absolutely. Please introduce yourself for sure. I know you a KC veteran and everything. I mean, you can't put your age out there or nothing, you know what I mean?
Well, my name is Spencer Jett. I'm Kansas City's favorite promoter, Jett Productions. I've been promoted for 9 years now. Straight. I've been doing events, concerts, charity events, you name it. I did it, you know. Doing your favorite parties, my most famous parties that I was doing every year is a 90s party. Just for 9 years straight. You know, I was born in Chicago, right? You know, raised here in Kansas City.
Chicago. All right. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
so you got people down here in KC?
Yeah, I got people down here. Well, how it happened was my father, when he worked for the Greyhound bus station, he got a promotion down here in Kansas City. So at the time, you know, me being young, living with him and my mother, we just all lit, moved down here to Kansas City and stuff. So that's how I introduced you to this life. Yeah, cause so I ain't got no family down here, but you know, all I got is just my, of course, my mother, my father, my brother, my sister. But you know, but yeah,
that's cool. That's cool. That sounds like a tight knit. Yeah, but definitely love the vibes with the advertisement and stuff like that. You know, I guess it takes a promoter to see another promoter doing a thing. I definitely want to show that love and support.
Appreciate it.
I know it's hard out here to, you know what I mean, to get things to work and be as successful. I mean, you find it as easy along the way each time that you do it, you know, how do you make it better?
Well, of course, when I first started to now, I mean, I agree with you. Times has changed. Things get more difficult, especially here in Kansas City. Social media, like, everything's just dimming down to a smaller box. So the more smaller you get, the more way you got to find another way to, you know, bloom out. And that's what, you know, but when it comes to me doing this type of stuff, I always like a challenge when it comes to me. So I like to step up and do something different and stuff. So I like the pressure and stuff. So it, yeah, trust, it's not easy. Definitely not easy. You know what I mean? But you know, that's why I'm in the position I'm in. Stay consistent, because you know, anybody could change. Anybody could do something different. Anybody could get to the top for just that one moment. You could have a one hit wonder. But to stay at the top is even harder. It's even harder to stay consistent.
Absolutely. All right, so we got some events that's coming up. You have the 90s party, which we have in the promos that you're going to have at Boulevard Night.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what time will it start?
Starts Friday, April 12th. Doors open at 10 p.m. This is the 9th annual 90s party. Nine years straight. This is like the biggest event that I ever throw every year. It's very precious to me, you know, especially the 90s. I'm a big 90s fan, even though I was born like 90. I was born 90. Even though I was born in 90, I didn't really know much about the 90s. It was just so much that happened in the 90s, good things and bad things, but it was a lot of things that we could know from, and there was a lot of knowledge and a lot of great history. It's the golden era. Like, who didn't love the 90s? Music, TV, everything was just, like, it was just so much knowledge up in there, especially for our people and stuff. Of course, times are different now, but, you know, I always like to cherish those moments of the 90s and have people come out, hear the 90s music, come with the 90s style, the 90s fashion. You know, I just love when I do these parties, especially the 90s party, I always like to see people like be creative in their own way and see what they put together, you know, and definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's
right.
most definitely.
That sounds cool. It sounds like a vibe, you know what I mean? Especially with the 90s music. You know, it's definitely a vibe.
For sure.
One of the realest music out here.
It definitely is.
And, you know, people always try to find ways to find their own lane, which is dope, too. But we shouldn't, you know, forget about the old school music. Like, somewhere along the line, why had it stopped is the question, you know.
Why did it stop? I don't think it did stop. I think to everybody's knowledge of the different generations that we passed through, like, it's just a different knowledge for everybody in different ways. Because I'm pretty sure somebody who's older than me and you might think, like, the 70s was the best year ever. And then there was so much knowledge and so much stuff going on to where, oh, you know, when I was your age this time and stuff, like, we ain't had this and had that. Y'all got this, y'all got that, you know. So, I think as years go by, like, I don't think the knowledge has stopped. I mean, to a certain extent has, if you ask me, to a certain extent, because there's a lot of things that is making our people more like, you know, lazier and, you know, technology is taking over. It's just a lot of things like, you know, we going outside, kicking in and stuff, like just go to the sailbox, right, and enjoy it at the park. That's extinct. Like people don't, like kids don't even do that no more, you know? So they know about YouTube and, you know, and technology stuff. But sooner or later when they get older and stuff, you know, I would hate to see, you know, what the next generation, you know, has, you know, have, you know. But
the social skills in general,
Yeah, the social skills in general. So everything's just been, like, different as far as growth and stuff. But, you know, again, I think to, again, to answer, like your question said, to everybody's knowledge, I don't think it never dies. I think everybody has their own point of view. And I don't know how to explain it, but it's just like a certain, it's just for, it's a knowledge in a different type of generation for the generations to understand.
Yeah, that makes sense. I like how you broke that down because it is true. Like, there's a lot of new music that, you know, it gets me in a certain specific vibe, but it's enough wisdom to understand that, like, sometimes we have to take control over what we listen to and what we create as musicians, but that's just on another level. That's with people and what they decide, what they want to stand for, you know what I'm saying? But right, as long as you understand it as a listener, I guess that's all that matters, huh?
Yeah, and then, I mean, and, you know, once in a while, we all need some OGs in our life and stuff to actually, like, remind us about how back, like, certain things back in the day of what they learned and we could take from that, you know. It's always learning,
okay,
you know, so there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, you know, Spencer, I'm really feeling the vibe and stuff like that about the event, so I definitely want to know more. So we have this event, April 12th. Again, that's the official 90s party. That's the 9th edition. The address is 2805 Southwest Boulevard. Look, it ain't far from us. It's right here. Let's go.
No.
KC, all right?
Yeah.
Looks like you got DJ Rocky Montana, so... Yeah, I'm looking forward to that for sure. All right, so we're not going to be just stuck on this event. You got some other things coming up, right?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Right, of course, after the 90s party, I am working on the all-white party and Memorial Weekend. I haven't strategized what to do with that yet. In the summertime, I am working on a pool party, found a venue, just pool party in the summer. Then from that point, I know I'm going to do a lot of another charity event for the all-age basketball event, you know, with D-Walker Sleazy. Shout out to Show Me, You Care, Casey, Shell West.
Okay.
I mean,
my son.
Yeah. Yes, most love. I mean, other than that, really nothing right now because a lot of things and stuff, like, because when it comes to my 90s party, like, that'd be my main thing to be mainly focused on. Like, any other events past that, like, I'd be just like, they got to wait until I finish this event.
That makes sense. You put too much on your plans and stuff like that, nothing will come out right. I get that, and I understand that too, to the T. But I know that you was promoting another event that I was excited about because, you know, I'll be peeping. But I like going skating. I'm a skater.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, I do got that. I got that also coming up the same week of the 90s party. That's before the 90s party. That's going to be Tuesday, April 9th at Wynwood Skating Rink. Me and Mark's my barber. We're doing a 90s skate party. And I'm a skater, but not really a skater. I haven't been skating in a minute, but I'm always, you know, go out and, you know, go do the vibe, enjoy the vibe with it, you know. And then after
right,
that.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then after that on Thursday, we're going to be at Owl House and stuff for the 90s R&B. And then also to backtrack, that Monday, April 8th, Monday, April 8th, me and my barber, we're going to be at Soul Sessions at the Juke House with Brandocious. Brandocious, me, Martin Barber, hosted by Quez, and some other artists that we have that's going to be performing that day. Y'all come out and show love over there, too.
Okay, so are you going to perform, too?
I'm not performing. It's just my birthday. April 8th is my birthday.
Oh, okay. Right.
You know, that's
I've seen
that.
That's all the time. Make sure. Okay.
Yeah,
the night that, party. That's your birthday.
That's my birthday. That's what a lot of people don't know. It's just the 90s party is my birthday every year. I just really don't advertise it as, like, my birthday because I feel like that's kind of, like, too much attention. And I'm not too much of an attention type of person. I'm more of, like, a laid-back, chill, like, you know, I like to get my money on the table. You know, I don't like to put my face in, put everything on flyers and stuff.
Got it. I understand. I do. It's about the unity part of it, you know what I'm saying? Getting
yeah.
people out
mm-hmm.
there, everything behind the promoter, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I understand. Definitely keep us updated in the Real Art Unity Network group on Facebook. I'll make sure I send you over to the Plugs Underground, Black Unity Link Network, all of that stuff or whatever. You ain't got to think much about it and just share your information. And you're always welcome here on the build. Is there ways that people can follow you in general with what you got going on?
Yep, they can follow me at Jet Production on Facebook, on Instagram, JETT Production with no S, on Instagram and Facebook. Also, and then Snapchat, you can follow me at Jet Production II. Stands for the second. So I'm Mr. Jet the second. And, yeah, they can follow me through that.
All right, no problem. Do you mind holding in the back room real quick? I'm going to see if there's any callers that have any questions. We'll go ahead and bring that through. In the meantime, we're going to get into Busta Rhymes featuring Mary J. Well, you'll never find another me. All right, let's go on and get into it. Ooh, oh, oh, oh. Feel like it's had my name in pencil. Was I not good enough for you? You think I'm that evenly replaceable?
To the block and don't stop. Chimney hot, they miss me a lot, like Biggie and Pac, till they come get rid of me. Not exposure, disability, ox, posing like publicity shot. How remarkably we got this shit toned. Trying to take me out of my zone, like trying to squeeze blood out of stone. Build a wall with every stone that was thrown. The feeling got me taking them home. You ever seen a crown that was chrome? Listen, will I exemplify the spirit that they want to be again? There will never be another me again. Mary!
No matter how many clones you make, they can't touch my throne. Oh.
walking with us on everything I love. I wear that pain on my sleeve in everything I does. Sometimes I pause when I breathe, reflect on what I was, how far I've come, and I rep it and do it just because. We digging deep, so come with me and let me take you to it. If we don't do it, who else gonna do it the way we do it? The old wise man on the corner, sipping whiskey. Yo, it's dead when I'm gone, that's how I make them miss me. I took those words and I live them, no matter how I suffer. And while I'm here to love you, you'll never be another. Let me give you some more signs.
Before we get into anything else, all right, we welcome in Spencer J. I got Big Ten here on the platform. I know he had a couple of questions. Can everybody hear me good?
Yep.
And I got that name right. Spencer, Spencer Jack?
Yeah. Spencer yes, Jack. Sir.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you said about you moved from a different place and you ended up here, and this is where you reside now, right? Kansas City?
Yes, sir.
So I'm from Virginia, you know what I'm saying? But I came to, Kansas or whatever, not too far away across the water or whatever. But I moved here when I was young. I've been here ever since. But I wanted to ask you a couple different things about, like, you know, what are some of your favorite spaces, event spaces to work out of?
My favorite event spaces, like in the city, period, or you just talk about overall, like what type of space?
And if you got overall, cool.
Well, again, like I said earlier and stuff, I'm more up to the challenges and stuff. I feel like when it comes to clubs and bars, I feel like that's easy. That's more of an easier for people because when it comes to those places, everything's already included. The bar is included, security's included, everything's included and stuff to where all you got to do is just pay for the venue fee. But when it comes to the club fee. But when it comes to these venues and these arenas and these halls, like that's more of like what I'd be trying to stretch for because it's more of a challenge to where, okay, now you got to come up with your own bar. You got to come up with your own security. You got to come up with your own door person. Now you got to come up with your own setup. So it's more of a challenge towards me, you know, when it comes to that, especially here in Kansas City. And I know you're from Virginia, and Kansas City, being Kansas City, a lot of people like to follow each other. Well, I can't even say Kansas City. I would say a lot of black people, they like to follow each other instead of trying to stand out. And that's my whole goal when it comes to this being a promoter is standing out.
Yeah, I mean, how old are you?
33.
You're 33, so I just turned 44 the other day. But, mm-hmm. you know, I see a lot about what you're saying. And I started what I've been doing a long time ago. But we're not going to bring it up because it's about you. But another thing I want to talk about is what about, you know, do you deal a lot with artists? And then if you do, who are some of your favorite artists to work with? As far as this is local, underground, whatever you want to call it, people that you pretty much vibe with all the time.
Okay. I did do artists before. My favorite artist that I actually booked before, let me think. It wasn't many artists. I think my favorite artist that I booked before was Plies. I booked Plies before. And which was like 2021, if I'm not mistaken. When I booked him, it was a pretty much smooth coast sale. A lot of these artists and stuff is you got to read between the lines and stuff when it comes to these contracts because it could be a little tricky and a little bit stressful. But Plies is more helpful when it comes to booking him, like, and you know, he was communicating a lot of artists don't communicate. A lot of, or not even artists, it's just people, like famous people in general don't communicate. And he was like my favorite, or my favorite one that I booked, because he was more of a people person than most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I can see where that can be very helpful for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just take this as my last question. Since you've been in the game a while, you said about 10, 11 years or something like that?
This is my ninth year.
Okay, ninth year. Okay, so you've been in the game. I know it's things that you want to change. What kind of things? I mean, this might not be possible, but what would you change in the game right now? Maybe even to play in your favor, or something you would just like to see different?
Changing the game in my favor? We talk about just in throwing events, period. We just talk about life.
Well, I'm talking about music. You know, it's we all can see that it's a game, you know what I'm saying? We call it the music game or whatever. I'm in the game. So what thing, like working here in KC, what would you like to see different? What would you like to see kind of work more in your favor, or something we just changed? You know, like, you know what I'm saying? You kind of feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel it. Well, when it comes to Kansas City really ain't got many venues no more because of our people, like, you know, can't control it. So I would like to see more venues, more people come together, going in on clubs or venues and stuff, and doing something for the nightlife, stuff to save. And then also, I like to see more of, like, my whole big dream when it comes to this stuff is, like, have a lot of local promoters come together and just throw an event for, like, the community. Like, it ain't got to always be about clubs and bottle popping. It could really be about, you know, the children and everybody else, you know. That's my whole thing that I want to see change, you know. As far as, like, anything else, like, my whole goal is as much as I love Kansas City, I would like to go travel. I would like to travel and do promotion in other states and other cities, you know, because I feel like, you know, not one city could hold you down. I feel like you got to just go out there and search for yourself and see what's up.
Yeah, that's real. I mean, at least they try to make it a little bit easier for us to, you know, locate some ideals. You know, a lot of people use the Eventbrite and stuff like that to sponsor a lot of events and stuff to kind of make it a little bit more easy to get to.
A little bit more, yeah, different, like, you know, and that's the whole thing. You know, Malcolm X said it best, you know, if you want to stand for something, you got, if you want to, what was it? I forgot. He said, you got to stand for something, or you're going to fall for anything, you know?
Yeah, famous quote. But, and one more thing, too. What you just said, you know, being 44, you said you was 33. But, man, you're ahead of the game, man. You're ahead of the game. And the reason why I say that is the way you're thinking now, you're thinking right, because I'm 44 and I'm just now getting to the point where, I got to go here. I need to do this. You know, see, I'm just now to that point. But you're 33 at that point, man. That's a blessing, because I can see you 3 more years in the game. You're going to be in Atlanta. You're going to be in California. You're going to be in Texas. You're going to be – if you're doing it here like this, and I know how I've done, if you're doing it here like this, can't nobody touch you anywhere, because all you have to do is go to Atlanta and apply the same message. It can't do nothing but work.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's much love. I appreciate those words.
Yeah, you're doing it for sure. I think we got a lot in common for sure, like as far as, you know, reaching out to different people, having venues where everyone is included, you know. Safe spaces are important. Nice venues is important. Creating new atmospheres for that, you know, for the space or whatever you envision your event to be like. Like, all of that plays a big part in, you know, having an event and making sure that it's successful. So, you know, much love. I just wanted to definitely show that love and support for you. I didn't want to hold you long. But for sure, I want to stay in tune with you and what's going on, stay networking. I do have an event April 9th as well, but we can set it up a different time.
Where
you know what I'm
April
saying?
9th.
Right after the April 9th is going to be at 3700 Woodland Avenue. It's going to be an artist network event. Shortly after that, it's over. It's from 6 to 8:30. So after that, I'm about to go to Wynwood.
Yes, as you said. Send me that information, too, as far as your for your event, the flyer, when we get off here, so I could post the portal to come down through there.
Okay, that's what's up, yeah, because I want you to go ahead and I'll give you all the details or whatever, you know, set up a booth or whatever if you got the time. Throw out a couple of flyers or business cards or whatever, whatever's going on. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
So you're more than welcome.
Oh, for sure. For sure, for sure. Much love.
All right, absolutely. Well, hey, y'all, this was a wonderful show. Interview with one of our KC's finest event promoter and artist, naturally, from Chicago, and we'll learn more about wonderful events. Stay tuned.
Yes, Jeff Production. Follow me.
I see you, baby, you cool and looking so fine. And I did tight the run game, but I tell you what's on my mind. You killing me with the eyes, the smell is the sunrise. 6'5", 5'5", your body is fun size. I'm trying to get your attention, I promise you good attention. I done seen some bad bitties, but none of them competition. You winning, baby, you got it, but trust me, I ain't front. Lame niggas try to holler, but clearly you don't stud them. You a top-notch chick, my type so independent. But you made me want to reach in my pocket, I must admit it. I got it, but I ain't tricking, but maybe that might just change today. You deserve the world, so I'm about to put it on layaway. Diamonds and everything you like, baby, I'm gonna keep you right. You looking so delicious, I'm itching to take a bite. Baby, I'm talking crazy, but lady, I'm on you. To keep it 1,000, yeah, baby, I want you. You know you flawless, girl.
Got me all on it.
Yeah, I'm on.
Got diamonds and a Rolex. Make a nigga lose focus. I want you, yeah.
Yeah, girl, I want you.
Can't you see I want you, yeah. Can't you see I want you?
Now can't you see I want you? You a trophy girl, damn, I wanna flaunt you. I ain't trying to fill your head with no garbage, and that's a promise. I'm just trying to make you my future, I'm just being honest. I'm not trying to play you like cards, but baby, I'm a king. And if the cards dealt right, then baby, it's you and me. We kicking it like a team, but I ain't talking on the soccer field. Girl, you need zone in your life, just call me Dr. Thrill. I'm just trying to make it like you, we got the same mind. Yeah, I wanna see them lights too, we want the same shine. Might as well do what it do, no need to waste time. This only comes once in a while, like 229. Yeah, my mind focused, but lady, I'm still saluting. Got a nigga catching feelings like passing from Cam Newton. Keep pounding, I keep trooping. Anything to get you moving. Lil' mama, you love the pimping. Go ahead and get the
truth.
You know you flawless, girl.
Got me all on it.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Diamonds in a Rolex.
Diamonds in a Rolex.
Make a nigga lose focus.
Make a nigga lose focus.
Can't you see I want you? Want you? Yeah.
Yeah, girl, I want you.
Can't you see I want you? Want you? Yeah. Can't you see I want you?
Now can't you see I want you? Want you? Now can't you see I want you? Want you? Now can't you see I want you? Want you? Yeah, girl, I want you. 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 Now can't you see I want you, girl?
Got me all on it, got diamonds in a Rolex, make a nigga lose focus, can't you see I want you, yeah, can't you see I want you, yeah, can't you see I want you.
Won't you? Won't you? Now can't you see I want you? Won't you?
Money.
Sippin' on that scissor. No, he ain't my nigga. Might just let her hit her. Bring me seven figures. Said your pocket's fat, but I feel like mine's just bigger. Turn these bitches up, I be eating up a dinner. I told him, don't you hit my line. I know you see I'm on vacation. Got your man on lock, oh yeah, I broke his concentration. Got him checking in like he getting registration. Thought he was in love, now I got him contemplating. Winning, oh, I'm winning, yeah, that's in my second name. Cutting niggas off, you bitches duller than a razor. Blessing after blessing, love how I am highly favored. Starting out this world, got him signing off the waiver. I just wanna go where the money at. If you wanna talk, bring 100 sacks. When a black girl win, ain't no coming back. I'm going for the goal like a running back. Yeah, I'm going for the goal, I done run it back. Tell them, hey, bitch, pull up. Knuck if you buck, cause when it's up, then it's stuck. Bitch, it's been on that scissor. No, he ain't my nigga. Bring me seven figures. Said your pocket's fat, but I feel like mine's just bigger. Turn these bitches up, I be eating up a dinner. Sippin' on that scissor. No, he ain't my nigga. Might just let her hit her. Bring me seven figures. Said your pocket's fat, but I feel like mine's just bigger. Turn these bitches up, I be eating up a dinner. Yeah, yeah, look at my bag, look at my clothes, look at my drip. Oh yeah, I got the wop right off the top. Tell him come sip, yeah, I never miss, I am the shit, oh yeah. You cannot stop me, I am not cocky, hear what it is, yeah, yeah. Just like Campbell, I'm way too hot to handle. Put a little nigga in shambles, blow his ass out like a candle. I just wanna go where the money at. If you wanna talk, bring 100 sacks. When a black girl win, ain't no coming back. I'm going for the goal like a running back. Yeah, I'm going for the goal, I done run it back. Tell them, hey, bitch, pull up. Knuck if you buck, cause when it's up, then it's stuck. Bitch, sippin' on that scissor. No, he ain't my nigga. Might just let her hit her. Bring me seven figures. Said your pocket's fat, but I feel like mine's just bigger. Turn these bitches up, I be eating up a dinner. Sippin' on that scissor. No, he ain't my nigga. Might just let her hit her. Bring me seven figures. Said your pocket's fat, but I feel like mine's just bigger. Turn these bitches up, I be eating up a dinner.
Artists, have you heard of Art Unity Network? It's a wonderful platform amongst a variety of artists that help you meet entrepreneur goals and have independence and unity, which all work hand in hand. For donations, please look us up on PayPal via Art Unity Network.
The Martian.
What's up? It's your boy THA, the Assign Assassin, repping that 816, and you're tuned into Art Unity Network Radio. Yeah, yeah.
for this one. It's international. Jay Holiday.
And we got a special guest.
Oh. Let me guess who?
You know, sometimes ladies, they move too fast and they choose the wrong one.
Yeah.
But if you like me,
right,
you just might take yours back.
I'm with that.
It might be possession.
Believe that.
Yeah.
Talk to me on
that. By the way that you scream my name, I put a thought that you ain't been claimed. Now you up in here with that flame, looking like you chose the wrong lover.
That's the wrong dude over
and
there,
I can tell that you feel the same. You see me, your expression change.
Yeah.
And I don't wanna reproach or disrespect, so I text you, I gotta have you tonight. So let's do it again. Meet me at the spot so we can dot, dot, dot. Dot, dot, dot. Hey, alright, alright. She hit me back like 3 o'clock. The way that you walk,
so sexy, babe.
The way that you move. That you'll feel unchanged. But baby, now all you can say for yourself is I love ya. Yeah. And it's written all on your face that you wanna meet me at the place. But I don't wanna reproach or disrespect, so I text you, baby, what's up for tonight? So let's do it again. Meet me at the spot again. Dot, 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 dot. Hey, alright. She hit me back like 3 o'clock.
The way that you move.
The way that you move.
Shines on a rainy night, my new Mercedes bright. I let her hit the smoke, me knowing it's a lady like. We count thousand stacks, I'm on my 89th. She on her 21st, fill up your pretty purse. But then the tables turn, she acting like she ain't concerned. Running with a wide receiver cause it's paper firm. Another angle came, player got his ankle sprained. Out for the season, now she see that things are not the same. She made the wrong choice, I picked the wrong man. But baby, I forgive you, now get with the program. It's Ricky Rouse, Jay Holiday. You the star, and I got the perfect part to play.
The way that you move. It's always good to show love and support, especially if you got the young entrepreneurs out here. You know what I'm saying? Put your best foot forward, you know. You got an idea, things like that. You might need some help along the way. And, you know, like the segment I had earlier, you know, it was just like sometimes it's okay with asking for help. You need that help and that assistance and making things successful. It's all right to do that. And not everything is going to be in your strong suit. But when you, like, challenge us like that young man, like, that speaks numbers. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's out there to get it. He's out there to do it. Produce good things in a great environment, safe, fun, stuff like that. Everybody want to come out and have fun and stuff like that. That's what we need more of. But it takes all of us to create that environment at the same time. So, shout out, much love. We're going to get into The Assigned Assassin with Zoom, Brandocious in the mix. Then we're going to go ahead and bring in our fam, you know, our guest that's on the platform today, Big Ten. Much love. We're going to get in with Lucretia, you know what I'm saying, Lucretia. And when she creates those tasty plates, we want to be involved in it too, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get into more information here on the bill. Let's get it.
Yo.
Wherever the party at, that's where I be.
That's where I be.
Only bad ones turn with me.
Turn with me.
Drink up in my cup, I'm getting lit.
I'm getting lit.
Might pull up to the club with a stick. I like lots of money.
Money.
I like lots of cash.
Cash.
I like driving Ford.
Ford.
I like going fast. I like lots of money.
Money.
I like lots of cash.
Cash.
I like driving Ford.
Red,
I like
shit.
Going fast.
Zoom.
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 Sonic boom.
Sonic.
I like going fast.
Ay.
Please move the room.
Ay.
Bad bitch on my side.
My side.
Bad bitch in
my
apart than locked in. Don't come with me, I promise, but don't do drama. It didn't work, but I hope you find
Hold up. Bounce. Yo. Yo. Hold up. I woke up, got out my bed. It was a sunny day. Brush my teeth, clean my skin, cause I love my face. Ain't got time for all that stressing. I'm receiving all my blessings. About to love and hug myself, cause I got time today. Whatever happened yesterday, guess what, ain't worried about it. On my masterpiece today, you know I'm about it I ain't stressing about no bills, I ain't got no time to chill. Put some problems in my face, I'm just gonna bounce about it. Like, why you mad at me? Because I chose to love myself, yes, I am proud of me. Not where I'm trying to go just yet, but I'm about to be. Now put your hands up in the sky and be thankful you still here and stop asking them why. Lord, I got it, you know I got it. Look, buddy, I got it. And ain't nobody on this earth gonna ever come and stop it. Cause I'm from the country, South, got something to say. Spun a big boy with 3K, and they let me bounce out of my shoulder pop. Bounce on shoulder, feel the vibe.
I ain't stressing today,
yo.
I ain't stressing today,
bounce. You negative, well, I ain't got time.
I ain't stressing today,
yo.
I ain't stressing today,
bounce. Love is on my mind.
I ain't stressing today.
Hold
yeah.
up.
I ain't stressing today.
Bounce. I'ma tell you one more time.
I ain't stressing today.
Yeah.
I ain't stressing today.
Bounce. Watch my whip today, I buffed it up good with the shimmy. Feeling good, think I might just pull up on my granny. We watch that Wheel of Fortune while we eat that turkey chicken. She tell me that she been thinking one day I'm gon' win a Grammy. I say now shout out to my barber, that boy on a mission. Got my line so crispy, when I talk they pay attention. And my lady is so bad, swear she was born in her bag. Had to give her extra care to go tip her beautician. Like how you look that good, I'm about to show you off, let's cruise up through my neighborhood. You said my partner tried to holler, boy I wish he would. You know what, I ain't need much tripping. I'm confident in me, so can't nobody catch me slipping. And don't call me on FaceTime, I be barely texting. Trying to love her for myself, I'ma send me a message. Nah, please don't hit my line if all you got to do is lie. It don't matter, I ain't gon' check, I'ma be busy flexing. Bounce on shoulder, feel the vibe.
I ain't stressing today.
Yo,
I ain't stressing today.
Bounce. You negative, well I ain't got time.
I ain't stressing today.
Yo,
I ain't stressing today.
Bounce. Love is on my mind.
I ain't stressing today.
Hold
yeah.
up.
I ain't stressing today.
Bounce. I'ma tell you one more time.
I ain't stressing today.
Yeah.
I ain't stressing today.
Bounce. Hey, hold up, hold up. Why you mad at everybody out there? Did you hug yourself today? Yo. I ain't stressing today. I ain't stressing today. Yo. Yo. You got somebody who getting on your nerves, trying to ruin your day? Then what you tell them? Yo. I ain't stressing today. I ain't stressing today. Yo, this stylist.
All right, y'all. Dear stylist, much love. Make sure you go to YouTube and subscribe. Great music, great build. Oh, another good song by Dear Stylist is The Wiz. I like that song. Y'all just make sure y'all tune in because he always cold with it for sure. So I went on and put everybody back on the platform, you know what I'm saying? We had wonderful guests with Big Ten, also Miss Lucretia in the back, been yeah. holding in on the phone. Hey, peace.
Hey.
You know, yeah. And so you was telling us a little bit like about like Instagram and everything like that.
Oh, yes. Yes, I have an Instagram. It's actually under construction, but you can reach me right now. It's Sweet Gardens Catering, and that's all one word with the S at the end of gardens. And before I was plant-based, I've always cooked, so you will see some of my pictures, and you'll see meat. And so I still do cook meat and different things. But I try to focus on the plant-based. Mainly, I have a garden, and you'll see a lot of pictures from my garden because I do grow my vegetables and fruits and vegetables when I can here in Kansas City. So please contact me there, and you'll see a lot of changes coming soon with that and introducing Lou Creates Tasty Plates. So thank you.
Yay.
Sounds
exciting.
Good.
Very exciting.
Good.
It
does
sound good down there. I want some tasty plates.
You know what? I'm going to tell you this real quick. I don't know where it was. I think it was over by Minnesota, not Minnesota, but Ward Parkway, coming down that street that goes in between, and you're headed towards Ward Parkway. I think there was a restaurant called Tasty Tomatoes or something about tomatoes or whatever at that spot. But anyway,
okay.
when you went in.
Like on 85th Street?
I don't know exactly, because, like, but I know it's between, it was close to War Park when you're getting close. But anyway,
okay.
They had a vegetarian, it was basically an all-vegetarian restaurant. But when you come in, they got the salad. You go through the whole salad bar, and they had just everything. It was like a kind of an all-you-can-eat little thing, but it was vegetarian. And it was good. It was good. You don't really know how. I always tell people, I was a vegetarian for 7 months. But I always used to tell people, it's a lot of things you can eat besides meat.
It
is.
A lot
of things you can eat besides meat. You really think about it, it's a lot of things you can do put together.
Yeah.
I'm not the best chef in the world, but one thing that I like to do, I would take like either a burrito or a soft taco, and I would put refried beans in there. I put black beans in there. And then I top it off with a bunch of vegetables and put shredded cheese in there. And sometimes, you know what I'm saying, or you can do it again where you can make a vegetarian burrito where you just put just nothing but vegetables in there, and then you put your top it off with some ranch dressing or anything like that. But those are all, like, fast and quick ways, you know, where you can do your little vegetarian thing. But another thing I want to say to you was, I can see a restaurant in your future. You keep doing what you're doing and loving what you're doing. You know, I think you can put together like a real nice vegetarian restaurant. And the sad thing about that is that we don't have that out here. You can't just drive down state or drive down Prospect and think you're going to stop at a vegetarian restaurant, even with a drive-thru. You're not going to really see nothing like that. But it would be a good thing to see, and a good healthy choice from McDonald's or Wendy's, where you can pull up to this restaurant, get yourself real fast, and you know, and it'd be good for you.
Yes, yes. And there are a lot more plant-based and vegan restaurants that are actually coming up in Kansas City. When you're actually in that world, you find all the places. So there are quite a few coming on up, and I plan to be one of them. So thank you very much.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I'm down. I mean, there's only one restaurant that I went to, which was Cafe Gratitude. I'll probably take a couple girlfriends out there and enjoy some of their meals and stuff, but I would like to see, you know, more black-owned and also just like a variety of different businesses that are doing that. So I definitely want to chime in because I need the substitutes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do crave cheese, but I don't necessarily want to eat the cheese and get the problems at the end. You know what I mean? So, you know, when you're talking about like the cashews and making that into cheese and the different variety things, like, you know, that was all interesting. Yeah. So,
and actually, I'm making a ricotta cheese, a vegan, plant-based ricotta cheese with almonds. And so, that's going to be something that I really like to do that. So I was out looking for a cheese mold. Couldn't find one, but I'll order one. But, yeah, I really enjoyed that.
And
fun.
Did you say you do a catering? You said you did catering too, right?
Yes.
Let me ask you this. Is it when you do the plant-based and the vegetarian type thing, is that expensive? Is that an expensive thing to be catered for an event? Is that expensive?
It's kind of pricey, but not too bad. And it's because of depending on what you want, like the food, you know, if the cost of the food. And then if you're trying to eat healthy and, you know, as clean as you possibly can, you might want to get organic, which is going to cost a little bit more. But, of course, it's worth it. So, yes, it could be.
But there's like a place for that, too, right? It's a. You know, for what you do, is people that, you know, they you know what I'm saying? It's basically a place for that. So,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? Where you got people, that's what they do, that's what they eat. So you just,
yes,
you know.
Yes, yeah. I meet a lot of people, and a lot of times when I talk to people and I show them my pictures, and they are very interested. I have a lot of people that I'm going to be doing food prepping with, and, you know, just wanting to eat healthy. And a lot of people like the way that I home make everything, like my dressings, and, like, I'll make the sour cream, I'll make the different cheeses. So, yeah, they like that, and
everything,
it's all plant-based. So.
Right.
Yeah, from scratch.
Okay, that's so we're about to be in the back room before we add anything else. So I just wanted to let everyone know, thank you for tuning in live, Facebook, on Blog Talk Radio. You know that you can always press play at any time, showing that love and support here on the field. If you haven't, make sure you join the Real Art Unity Network group on Facebook. All right, and if you don't know, you already know, to show that love and support here in person. We got some events coming up April 9th with our Artist Network Social. Bring your business cards. If you have any merch or anything, make sure that you get a table, plenty of tables, plenty of space. All right, y'all, send mp3aun@gmail.com. Since we're going into the back room, Lucretia, you was talking about a song earlier today. What was that called again?
Oh, yeah, that was Londrell. One of the ones I like, Gratitude. And then I also like A Beautiful Mess. Life is a Beautiful Mess. That's a good one. So it's just kind of like meditation, affirmation type music. It's different. But it's really good when you listen to it.
Life is a Beautiful Mess. I don't think I've heard that one, but I've definitely heard of Gratitude. We've heard that a couple times here on the field. I'll definitely have to check that out for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Big Ten, you got a song request or anything that you would like to hear here on the platform? You know what I'm saying?
I'd like to hear Bow Down by the West Side Connection.
Bow Down. Okay.
I'm playing.
What is that? I said, what is that? It sounds like
Ice,
some Zap or something.
No, that's Ice. That's Ice Cube, Mac 10, and Dub
Ice
C.
Cube.
Back in the day when they had West Side Connection.
Well, I mean, you know what you can do, though, right? You can do something different. Like, how about if you got a request, you can just send it to me. And I'm going to play it like that. Yeah, I ain't requesting it. Real serious. Okay, we can do it like that. It'll make it a lot easier. Because it's about adding real music. Like, people like different things and stuff like that. That's how we build. Build that music like that. Wow. With that being said, let's get into the Gratitude. I think that's a cool way to end this, in this segment.
Yeah.
I gotta be thankful because I know someone lost their life today. And so every moment I endeavor to live life the righteous way. To serve with a sense of purpose and let love light the way. Even if I die today, that's just the price I pay. Just know I try to be kind and seek the divine. Every night and day. Gratitude for the sunrise. Gratitude for the sunshine. Gratitude for the moonlight. Every day feels like a new life. Especially when I meditate. Take a breath and then I elevate. Everything deserves gratitude. That's my everyday attitude. Gratitude. That's my everyday attitude. Gratitude. That's my everyday attitude. Gratitude.
my God last night. I told him help me cause my mind ain't right. And I really need to see alright and be alright. He told me that I think too much. And if worry was a bottle, then I drink too much. I gotta get myself in touch. And we don't trust ourselves enough. Listen, the beauty's all around. Put your hands in the air if you feel that breeze, cause the breeze is a blessing.
Feel that breeze.
Yeah, thank you again for being on the show. I hope you guys have a great evening.
I met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game. I met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game. I met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game. I met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game.
Since I was a small fry, knew I had big dreams. Chased him like a rookie at the championship rings. Mama told me diamonds from the hardest of bedrock. And if I wanted to glow up, had to polish my spirit clean. Cause you ain't made for all patterns, taste comes acquired. They can't copy your pace, no control or erase your profile of the base. Get that check as if good faith been retired. Keep us silent while we serve as inspiration for higher absurd. I come from tribal women, go fronted and baby heard. A running at tennis, a minor to maybe stirred. For the world without innards, gave them housing between the curves. Now the public tenants think they entitled to the reserves. That's a negative, like I'm overdrafted. Access to my assets, legislated and passed. This craft got me teaching dudes class like the praxis. They've been trying me and my sojourners just for practice. Whole globe spinning on my double X axis. Graphite tinted grandmothers in the ashes. I'm the phoenix flinging winged prayers for my passages. Resurrecting fully blown dreams from the fractures. Rock.
I met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game.
Yes, man.
I met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game.
Okay.
I met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game.
I
met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game. I met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game.
Yes,
I met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game.
Okay.
I met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game.
I
met a gypsy and she hit me to some light
Everything
game.
And diagram blueprinted and planned. Yet everybody though where they too shit in the can. A lot of treasure had to get off my chest so I'd expand. And heart light is a feather and art a firebrand. No apologies necessary, qualified as a band. This is God level, judgment is out humanity's hands. Got a fan base, admire my touch from the promised land. I'm tough and clutching my freedom to bust like a tattered man. F your respectability, F words to police me. I'm from where the sharp tongue is neck rolling sheep's feet. Learn to run with wolves in case the shites try to fleece me. Got ice water veins from broken life promise, CC. Met a gypsy with some door knockers and a quartz rock cross the true risk. Said a temple turned to a fortress cause the cross of worship too risky. Spit a universe out the mouthpiece and it seeds out my uterus. Never had a table seat so I'm chasing bread like a sick. We call the Eucharist. Every spoken word and both women battered but never broken. It's that shit cropping hatchet token poetry in motion. This is transatlantic echoes off the floors of salted oceans. Make me a living portrait of my sister's voice for the coach.
I met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game.
Yes,
I met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game.
Okay.
I met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game.
Idea.
I met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game. I met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game.
Yes,
I met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game.
Okay.
I met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game.
Idea.
I met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game.
Yeah. I ain't know the song was gonna do this. But I can't hear the move. Yeah.
go with it, huh? Hey, I woke up to the sun shining in my face. Freedom, think I'm starting to get a little taste. Bleeding from my eyes, cause there's no motion production. It's malfunctional, my pillowcase over the last couple of days really so all the way. I sat on the bench for the late widow's take, trying to understand why I feel I had no place. Take a walk through the leaves, it really helped me stay. Just a minute with the willow tree was on my face. Redirecting when I lose my way. They ask me how I'm doing, I say hard to really stay. I be traveling through space to escape the hate. My head hates hate and talking with they two-faced, they need to translate. Mandate on everything man-made, cause they put their crowns together with a throne of stars. Make it stay unequal, illegal to even march. I'm feeling pressed like stars, I need a rest like a child. See the deacon feed the children deep gone. So I lead on with this imaginary writing on an eco-friendly crochet yarn. A multicolored chuck with my hand roving beads around my arm. I felt sufficient for the cause, then I teach my people how to do it all. We need full restoration from these cuffs and these tackle bars. The cereals can't leave with just a jaw or star. And if I keep rapping, I will never lose my thoughts. Some of us come here much more gentler than us all. It's hard to keep my head up when I can't even stand tall. A tenacity, I ain't know I had in me, and that's God. Native to an unknown land, still going like I never changed my plans. I stay praising where I am. Yeah, it's jukebox in your area, and all these fake niggas always stay scared of her. Hey, are we unaware? Or simply unprepared to send abundance of the rarest. Gold droplets everywhere and answer prayers and granted wishes. I used to be angry with the bigger folks to fix it. Huh. And he allegedly died, and that's completely against my views. Combing the sinky proposal with my eyes, and wanna marry my anxiety. So me and marijuana sell a graphic speech as I explain a graphic scene. I just wanna place the galaxies within your dreams. Look, it's a path to be to reach. If one takes a path of his leap over the muddled stars, creep to see how subtle dig deep. Crossing the past and delete, remembering it's not the end of me. Icy towels up under my feet, tepid water walks down my knees. Tingling sensation around my face, around my waist. I lost my feeling, and now I'm feeling every single trace. I found my ordained place, the harvest space. Transfer it on the mixtape. Open your eyes and see the new space. Just look around, leave, hey. Can you see how the smoke just billowing out on the road trip? I grab a pillow and I head out the house. I pass a person with no shoes and a destitute slouch. I look ahead and see an opposite route. But going straight might get me caught up in a roundabout. I'm stuck in neutral. But the limbo flows just taught me how to fold. Contortion in my bones. Does this thing create pitch stains? It's time to switch lanes, spread day. Look, so I mutate the energy of my enemies. Off and over, knock out beats with solid dying 90s rhyme schemes. And after these swing lights as flows, let go and let the metronome in. Soft hymns, elegant harmonies beside the wind. And an infinite cipher, we eminently hyper. Reinnovate, regenerate, reinnovate the cycle. Philosophical rifle is aiming at your rival. Becoming more and more vital that you lie, but bust with lies. Yeah, that you lie about them lies. Yeah, yeah. Smoking black your mouth, don't let shit calm it down. Turn the face up, don't nothing phase us. You see we still around. You see we still around. You see we still around. Huh, huh.
But
yeah.
Okay. Jukebox. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Hey.
I hope you can hear me. Come on. Can you hear me? Hey. All right, let's do it. I'm looking like a god. You looking like you need to get a job. I'm looking 50 rich. You looking like you just up in some shit. They ask me why I rap. I'm just trying to get my 40 acres back. I think I need a mule. A Bentley for the days I wanna take the kids to school. So I'm a leader, cause I don't follow. I got so many liters, apple crown bottles. I had to lead a fifth. Looking at my blessings, let me know that life's a gift. Check out how I demonstrate. Pussy bullets penetrate. Bleeding how you ministrate. Get them off my dinner plate. I like my steak well done. I'm Scarface when I hit them, but we do this here for fun. Pardon the body. When I walk in the party, I'm looking like I woke up in a new Bugatti. Mob ties, I'm the black John Gotti. Calling me the mayor like I'm Giuliani. I'm looking like a god. You looking like you need to get a job. I'm looking 50 rich. You looking like you just up in some shit. Who are you? Who me? King A, now God, K-I, triple D. I'm looking like a god.
looking like you finna clean my yard. It's all or nothing, so I'm going hard. I gotta feed the family. I'm showing love for the city, especially when it's paying me. I'm nothing like you niggas, nothing like you niggas. They calling me the Lord because I'm spitting scripture. Double crescent moon, we in every picture. Shouting out to June, that's my nigga. Bless the bottle, pop the cap, put some out for Batman. Justice Lil Jacob Foos, Geno Lil Tice. Kid tried to use rap to stop gang vibe. Lost his life the same day, I need a moment of sight. I got so much to say. How come when we get killed, people look the other way? Propaganda that made black the enemy of the state. They know that we some gods, they can't look us in our face. Emmett Till, Trayvon Martin, Mike Brown, Ed Gardner, Austin Grant, Sean Bell, Amadou Diallo, Jeff Hawkins, Philando Castile, Sandra Bland, Rekia Campbell. So that black female that just got flipped by that officer, tased and then shot 5 times out of the day. What's going on?
Underrated and popular artist Kango Kid. He always showing love and support for sure. Great music, great vibes. Send mp3aun@gmail.com for all the music requests. I really enjoy that build, you know, with everybody. You know what I'm saying? We showing that love and support here in Kansas City, but we from other places. We out from somewhere. So we got to start from somewhere. You know, you might fall in love with what you're doing at the same exact spot that you in right now. You might want to do something. You might need that help and support. You got assistance here. There's, you know, it's a network, but there's other networks. Like, you know, KC, where you at? You know what I'm saying? It's going to be on the bill hosting the 90s social event. You know what I'm saying? We want to make sure we show that love and support for sure. But as always, you always can click that follow button at the top of the page. I'm going to end the song with Nesta. This is called Already There. A little Jamaican vibes for everybody who likes that. But anyways, Jamaican reggae? Yeah. Something like that.
Place then. What you say, why don't we start the day then? love to tell you how I'd like to take this love a level up. How could I forget to tell you how these other girls, they just don't measure up? Really though, you were too late. I really hope I'm not too late. I already know me and you will make some good love. Chemistry's already there. Energy's already there. Good vibes already there. Everything is already there. You should come true. Make my dream come true. It's long overdue. What you wanna do? You should come true. Make my dream come true. It's long overdue. What you wanna do?
Don't tell nobody. What am I talking about? Tell everybody about AUN underscore radio, the best podcast here at anchor.fm and Spotify. All right. And also make sure that you join the Real Art Unity Network group on Facebook. Peace and blessings.